Roger Logden here, and welcome along to our penultimate Organist Entertains Before Christmas, which tonight includes a chat with Alan Hickling, the first gentleman to transplant a theatre organ into his own home, and plenty of good music, of course, from Carlo Curley, Douglas Reeve, Brian Sharp, and number one tonight, William Davis, playing one of the new Technics range of electronic organs, and the Toccata in A. Davis at the Technics U60 and Dominic Paradis' Toccata. Now, I don't suppose it's really the weather for a visit to the South Coast, but hopefully the Dome Brighton Christie is well stocked with antifreeze as Douglas Reeve plays Shy Serenade. Shy Serenade from Douglas Reeve. Now, every so often on the programme, we're hoping to do a transplant feature on theatre organs which have been removed from their original homes and reinstalled up and down the country. So one wet and windy day in October, we trundled down the M6 to Dormston House, Sedgley, near Wolverhampton, to see and hear a very beautiful Wurlitzer. Brian Sharp came along to play it for us, but before that, let's hear from the organ's proud owner, Alan Hickling.
The first Wurlitzer which you had at Dormston House, it's quite interesting because this was the first one in the country, I believe.
It was the first in the United Kingdom.
And that was where?
That was installed in what was then called the government at Walsall.
And you removed it when?
In 1956.
And?
It was the first cinema organ as such to be removed from a cinema. Not only was it the first to go into a cinema, but it was the very first one to come out.
Yes. And where is that now?
That's now down in Beer Congregational Church. And I think I can safely say I was the very first one ever to install an organ from a cinema, a proper cinema organ, in a house.
Yeah. Now, the one you've got now originally came out of the City Cinema at Leicester, is that right?
That's true, yes.
And what was the size of it then?
At that time it was a 9-rank organ.
Right. And you installed it here as a 9-rank?
I installed it here, yeah, as it had been built in the City Cinema at Leicester.
Now, the thing that fascinates me more than anything about your setup here at Dormston House is the fact that you have tried very hard to bring the Wurlitzer up to 1980 as opposed to the 1930s and 40s by making all sorts of modifications. So tell us the sort of things you've done with the organ.
Well, I think one of the things is that I've tried to some extent to follow what I'm sure Robert Hope Jones, who invented the Wurlitzer, was aiming to achieve. Mm. And that is to make the organ into an instrument capable of simulating an orchestra.
Yeah.
And that is why I've incorporated into this particular organ modern methods in electronics.
Sure.
to produce those.
Okay,
sort of
now
sound.
You've got a piano attachment which isn't entirely peculiar to this installation, but also one of the first things I think you did was add an electronic string bass to the
organ. That is true. That was the very first bit of electronics we ever used.
The thing you've added since my last visit here is the string unit to give this sort of Mantovani sound, which I find really fascinating because you've got this to blend in perfectly with the Wurlitzer, haven't you?
Yes, that was quite a tricky business putting that in. It is actually a string synthesizer, but it's actually built in and wired into the organ. But probably the interesting feature about it is that it has no volume control on it. It's at a set volume, mm-hmm. And in each chamber there are three big speakers which derive their volume from the swell shutters themselves. So therefore you get a natural sound,
yeah.
And also the fact that the synthesizer speaks quicker than the pipes,
mm-hmm.
That's been dealt with by using relays to slightly delay the action of the synthesizer. adding a straight section, which I've done here, you get that sort of brilliance.
So is this another church organ that you bought, in fact?
This is a church organ, and I picked the best of the pipework from this and built it as another section in a separate chamber.
And you've added another keyboard as well?
And added another keyboard. So the organ now is contained in four separate chambers.
Yeah. Well, it all combines to make an absolutely fascinating sound, you know, it's beautiful. And what are your future plans, Alan? Do you intend to go any further with the instrument or another instrument?
Well, the plan that we've got at the moment is to and this is actually in the process of being done, and that is to add an echo unit to it.
Mm.
At the present time, there's certainly plenty of volume from the organ, sure. But the music room is perhaps not very resonant, and by adding an echo unit, you get that effect
sort of
the thing being played.
Acoustics, yeah.
That's right. It gives the effect of being played, say, in a big cathedral or something like that.
It should be extremely effective.
Mm. Yeah, I think it will be.
Well, Alan, I must thank you very much for your hospitality today, and thanks for letting us see round the installation and hear it and record it. And I wish you every success in the future and hope many more people can enjoy it.
Thank you, Nigel, and it's very nice to see you again after all these years.
It's a long time, yes.
It's a very long time, and the years go by all too quickly, I'm afraid.
Yes. Thanks very much, Alan.
Pleasure.
More Than You Know, and before that, After You've Gone, from Brian Sharp on the Dormston House Wurlitzer plus Accessories. And our thanks to Alan Hickling for his hospitality and a very interesting afternoon. And it being the 12th of the 12th today, I suppose we ought to start getting a little topical. So here's part of a Christmas fantasy played by Carlo Curley on the fine concert organ in Leeds Town Hall. A few festive items from Carlo Curley at Leeds Town Hall. And here's another cheery little number from Bill Davis on the Technics U60 Electronic, Holiday for Trombones. Holiday for Trombones, a sparkling performance as ever from William Davis. Now, if you're any good at shorthand, it'll come in very useful for this week's concert information, which I'm about to pass on to you, as everyone seems to be having a Christmas fling. Let's start at the 3J's Gomerswall tomorrow evening at 7:15 with Almsby Bancroft at the Compton. On to Sunday the 14th with Jeff Barker at the Cecil Theatre Hull at 11 a.m, Phil Kelsall at the Leicester Square Odeon at 11:15, and at 2:30 in the afternoon, Peter Harrison at the City School Sheffield, and David Lowe and Charles Randolph at the Scala Rotherham, together with the Town Band. 2:45 on Sunday, George Blackmore at Marston Green Hospital and Reginald Porter Brown at the Guildhall, Southampton. And at 3 o'clock, Robert Wolfe at the Regal Henley-on-Thames and Arnold Loxham at Abingdon Abbey Hall. And at 3 and 7 p.m. on Sunday, the Thursford Organ Museum are presenting a couple of carol concerts featuring the Choir of King's College, Cambridge, the Notre Dame Girls Choir and Douglas Reeve at the Wurlitzer. And finally, on Tuesday the 16th of December, at the Miners' Welfare Hall, Harworth, John Mann at 7:30 p.m. But we've had a letter from the Harworth organ enthusiasts asking us to let you know that if you haven't actually got a ticket for that concert, then it's no use you turning up on the night, because I'm afraid it's been an absolute sellout, and I know some of you travel a few miles on the off chance that you'll get into the Harworth concerts. So that's the John Mann concert this coming Tuesday at Harworth. If you haven't got a ticket, don't turn up. And after that little lot, a stirring march to end the programme. From The Ruins of Athens by Beethoven, the Turkish March played by Carlo Curley. Thank you. Beethoven's Turkish March from Carlo Curley at Leeds Town Hall. And that's it for this week. Next week's programme will consist of highlights from our special Christmas concert, which we're recording this Sunday evening, of course, at our Playhouse Theatre. And I'll look forward to meeting many of you then. Other than that, I'll be back with you at 10:30 next Friday here on Radio 2. So until then, with thanks to my producer, Peter Pilbeam, from me, Nigel Ogden, keep warm and join me next week. Bye for now.